AARP and the Ad Council.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a press conference in Florida, GOP nominee Donald Trump says he's agreed to three debates with Kamala Harris on Fox, ABC, and NBC. Harris had agreed earlier to the ABC News debate. Harris is at a campaign event in Detroit this afternoon. Residents in the southeast hit hard again from Debbie, the tropical storm making landfall in South Carolina today. Flood alerts now stretching to northern New York. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper touring parts of Wilson County to see the devastation after flash flooding.
This storm is unrelenting and it moves slowly. I'm concerned about flood waters, obviously. We still haven't seen the worst of it yet.
That storm blamed for at least six deaths since Monday. At the Paris Olympics, USA's Noah Lyles won bronze today in the men's 200-meter to Botswana's Letsile Tobogo. Lyles' rep confirmed he had tested positive for COVID on Tuesday and decided to race. This is ABC News. New allegations against Hunter Biden, the special counsel in the tax case against him, now accusing him of taking money to sway U.S. policy while his father was vice president.
In a new court filing, the special counsel said Hunter Biden and two associates were hired in 2015 by Gabriel Papavișu, a Romanian real estate tycoon who was facing corruption charges in his home country and wanted the U.S. to intervene. The filing said Hunter Biden was concerned lobbying work might cause political ramifications for his father, so the payment was structured in a way that concealed the true nature of the work he was performing.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Dolce & Gabbana launching a new cologne for dogs. The alcohol-free fragrance called Fefe costs over $100 and has been certified suitable for animal use. But not all vets agree that it's safe and say that the mist may interfere with the animal's sense of smell and cover up odors that could be a symptom of some diseases. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all-day freshness.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayler. Vice presidential candidates in the spotlight in Wisconsin. Speaking with reporters in Eau Claire Wednesday, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance insisted Project 2025 is not a part of the Republican agenda.
Well, I think what President Trump said is that Project 2025 does not represent the agenda of the Trump campaign, and it doesn't. Donald Trump represents the agenda of the Trump campaign.
Kamala Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, says that's not the case.
He knows exactly what he's talking about. He knows exactly what Project 2025 will do in restricting and taking our freedoms.
Walz and Harris held a campaign rally, which began shortly after the Vance event at an Eau Claire manufacturing plant. Results from the latest Marquette Law School poll show Republican Eric Hovde has work to do to catch up with Democrat Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race. Poll director Dr. Charles Franklin says incumbent Baldwin is holding on to her lead.
She's leading by 7 now, 53-46, and that's registered voters by 7. If we switch to likely voters, it's a shade closer, 5-point race, 52-47.
The poll's results also show another close presidential race in the battleground state of Wisconsin. Safety at the state's youth prison was the focus of a Tuesday public hearing in Merrill. Department of Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy says it's unlikely that the Lincoln Hills facility can close without funding for a youth detention facility in Dane County.
Very unlikely. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts with the county Searcy's as well, but I do not think today as we sit here and knowing what we know about the juvenile justice system that those, in addition to the Milwaukee Type 1 alone, would be enough. We're going to need at least that second one.
The informational hearing before the Senate panel follows the June death of Lincoln Hills Counselor Corey Prue. Two teens ages 16 and 17 are charged in his death. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. Mallofamerica.com/summer.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. With a mix of sun and clouds today and winds out of the northwest, pretty breezy. Highs stay crisp in the low 70s. Drop just a touch cooler tomorrow, too, with more and more sunshine holding us tight throughout the entire weekend. Hovering in the low 70s for Saturday, we get a bump warmer for Sunday, climbing to the upper 70s. Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Hello, good to be with you here once again today for AOA, Agriculture of America. We have a lot to talk about on our program today. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Coming up, we are going to take a look at the markets. Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net is going to be with us in segment two. In segment three, we're going to have a conversation with Jim Fredericks from the National Pest Management Association. It's always interesting, and it's always good to have a conversation with Jim every few months and talk about some of those different pests that may be a nuisance around your home, around the farm and ranch, etc. Maybe not necessarily pests in our fields in particular, but more so those household pets that we need to watch out for as we work through the summer months. So we're going to talk to Jim Fredericks with NPMA coming up in segment three, and we'll take a look at Ag News headlines coming up here at the end of our program. Kicking things off, though, joining us now on AOA, it's always good to have a conversation with North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer. Senator, how are you, sir? It's good to talk with you again.
Oh, well, it's good to talk with you, Jesse, and I'm fine, thank you. I spent a long day yesterday and going over to Fargo and started the day in Fargo in the Castleton area, of course, with the ribbon cutting for the bean crushing facility there. That's really quite spectacular. I mean, when I think about what's happened with soybeans in North Dakota, a crop we didn't have very many years ago, or at least we had very little of. Now we're one of the leading states in the country in soybean production, and largely have been dependent on exporting those soybeans, especially to China. And that's a bit of an up and down proposal these days. But now we crush it and create biodiesel, and there's quite a market for it. So it's really been fun to watch the that sort of transition from export to creating your own domestic market. That doesn't, where you don't have to rely on a foreign frenemy, if you will, as a customer. And anyway, so it was quite a celebration. Governor Burgum was there, and Commissioner Goring and Commissioner Fedorchek and I, and a whole bunch of really happy people from the Castleton area. And as you know, that's the second of three that are in various stages, and it's really changing the landscape around North Dakota. And then just a whole bunch of other things throughout the day that got me home about midnight last night, and I'm glad to wake up in my own bed every time I can.
Well, and I'm happy that you're able to be on the show with us today, and I'm glad you mentioned that Castleton ribbon cutting. I was going to bring that up, and really just the expansion, as you alluded to, of soy crush plants, you know, across the state of North Dakota and really across the region throughout the Northern Plains and the Upper Midwest, Senator Kramer. This is something that could really be very beneficial for the ag economy as a whole, can't it?
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, the fact that we have a domestic market now, and it's a market that I believe is going to grow. There's a lot of incentive, not the least of which is just a real strong global appetite for biodiesel. And, of course, we need to do some fixes to the 45Z program. I can get into all that if you want, but that is what incentivizes renewable jet fuel. And you talk about a big liquid fuels market. Jet fuel is a big market, and if we have to make some tweaks to the criteria for qualifying for that. But I think we're going to get there. It's just one of those one size fits all things that doesn't fit everybody, and the way we grow in our shorter seasons and whatnot affects the qualification. But I think we're going to get there, and it'll be a game changer. But just knowing that farmers, when they deliver or when they contract, their beans for the next growing season, they already know they have the market. It's set in. They know where to deliver it. And just not having to rely on the ups and downs of global, commodity pricing. Now, there's still some of that, but having your own domestic market makes all the difference in the world.
It definitely does. And that 45Z, I think you hit the nail on the head. The one size fits all approach doesn't necessarily work, and I hope we can get progress made there. And I hope too we can get progress on a farm bill, appropriations, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess I would frame it up like this, Senator Kramer. I know that the political climate currently is very hot, very divisive, and I think that's election year politics, presidential politics, all the unprecedentedness that's been happening here as of late. I think a lot of these things like farm bill appropriations are unfortunately getting caught up in all of that, aren't they?
Well, they sure are, and it's amazing because program appropriations are generally an easy one, right? And yet this year, I think in the Senate, it's the only one that hasn't passed the Appropriations Committee. But that's because the Farm Bill itself is hung up. So when we appropriate every year, but the Farm Bill is only every 5 years. And of course, 5 years turns into six, and then six turns into six and a half, and as we do extensions and duke it out. The biggest challenge in the Farm Bill this year, and Jesse, you and I may have visited about this previously, but you're really seeing it now, is that for the first time, or at least it's fairly rare, the Farm Bill was tinkered with in the middle of the Farm Bill. In other words, during the 5 year time frame that the authorization was in place, because of the pandemic and the opportunities for a whole bunch more spending, particularly more recently, the American Rescue Plan and Inflation Reduction Act, the two bills that Democrats passed on the straight party line through budget reconciliation, the chairman of the Ag Committee, Debbie Stabenow, added a bunch of money into both the nutrition side of the formula and the conservation side, both of which have nothing, well, conservation has a little, but has very little to do with the farmer. And we already know that there's a great disparity between the nutrition program and the farm safety net. And so once you tinker with that formula by adding a whole bunch to the nutrition side and to the conservation side, that's going to put everything out of balance. And that's exactly where we are, because they want to make that mandatory spending on the conservation side. They want to keep the, as they call it, the family safety net whole. In other words, the new elevated, inflated number to be the baseline. And when you do that, that means the rest has to come out of the ag side, the actual growing of the food side. And Senator Bozeman, the ranking Republican, has been very frustrated. Of course, the House passed, granted, a very partisan farm bill, but more focused on the ag side. Senator Bozeman, about a month or so ago, released his framework that's more farm-centric, farmer-centric, putting the farmer back in the farm bill. And so we're at a bit of loggerheads. that said, the Farm Bill is something that always has to pass. Everybody knows mm-hmm. that. The coalition stays together. Debbie Stabenow is retiring. This is her last Farm Bill ever. And I think there's enough incentive for everybody to get back to that table and find some common ground and compromise where necessary and get something done by the end of the year. But Republicans, Jesse, are committed to not just passing a Farm Bill for the sake of passing a Farm Bill. It has to be a good Farm Bill. Farmers want a good Farm Bill, but input costs aren't coming down. Interest rates are remaining high. The prices are coming down a little bit, and we need to get it together so that we can recognize a modern Farm Bill is different than the one we're dealing with right now.
Hopefully we can get it done by the end of the year. We're up against the clock in this segment. With that, Senator Kevin Cramer from North Dakota. Senator, always good to talk with you, and we'll look forward to having you back on the show again soon. Thanks so much for the time.
Always my pleasure, Justin. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, up next, we'll talk markets with Matt Bennett here on AOA. Join us the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of The Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for The Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
If you miss an episode of Market Talk, you can listen back to the show anytime. Just search for Market Talk on your podcast platform of choice, and you can hear past episodes of the program on demand.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And as we continue here on AOA, Agriculture of America, good to talk with North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer there in that last segment. And I know that soy crush facility that they had the ribbon cutting for Wednesday in Castleton, North Dakota, just outside Fargo, really big deal. And hopefully this is just more of that continued expansion of the soy crush industry here in the U.S. A lot of opportunity there, and hopefully we can can continue to stay on the right path and get this right. That's going to be the big, big thing for us here, is to make sure we have that soy crush capacity out there, and it still is, it's viable for our farmers. I know there's still some work that needs to be done as we move forward and figure that all out and have more soy crush plants come online. So good to talk with Senator Kramer in that last segment. Let's talk markets right now. Joining us from agmarket.net, Matt Bennett is with us here on AOA. Matt, it's good to talk with you again, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, bud?
You know, I'm doing okay, Better than these markets have been here the last, man, I don't know how many weeks. We've been just talking about this bearish trend is taking hold. I know we had all this wild volatility in the stock market early in the week, and that it feels like that's still going on here as we work to the end of the week. You know, what's your, I guess I'll start here. What's your overall assessment with just all this bearishness that we have out there right now? I know a lot of farmers and ranchers just not happy when they look at the commodity screen right now.
You know, I think what you got to remember, last week, of course, you had four straight down days. Friday, you rallied as equities were puking. And then Monday, that same trend was going on. You know, the commodity markets continued to see a little bit of buying. I think what was going on Friday and Monday is that essentially there's a lot of fund managers that were trying to come up with some cash, you know, and they've been short forever on commodities. And I'll tell you what, you've been short corn or soybeans. You've been printing money, you know, and so go ahead and offset those positions, throw some cash in the account, you know, and then kind of wait and see what's going to happen. I think the funds, though, are fully aware, you know, that you've got big crop, you know, you've got big carryouts. You know, you look at the drought monitor. I've been talking about this a lot lately, and the drought monitor has very little color in your major production areas. With that being the case, you've got to think that these trend line and above type yields are certainly not only attainable, but probably being assumed right now. So, yeah, we got a report out on Monday. Ag market, we came in, we were probably one of the higher estimates, but we came in just a shade over 183, just based upon the fact that they always change the yield estimate from July into August. That August number is going to change. We got to think it goes up just a little bit.
Well, and that's an interesting point you raise, is I've heard some of that chatter as well, that that number could be on its way higher just with how good things are looking in many areas, not everywhere, but many areas. And I think I hear a lot of chatter from farmers, Matt, saying they don't want to sell at these prices. Some people have been forced to if they have old crop supplies they're hanging on to. Others are saying just store it and ignore it and do what you got to do to figure it out. I guess I'll say this. There's a lot of tough conversations, and there's no easy answers, it feels like, right now, Matt.
No, I don't think there's any easy answers, Jesse. You know, the last time I was on Market to Market, I made a comment that, you know, if you're selling old crop corn or new crop corn right now, you're probably not making money. You know, it's and that's if you're paying average cash rent, of course. You know, I know that if your ground's, if it's owned and paid for, or if you've got some 50-50, you know, there's probably a little better opportunity there. But I would say the vast majority of us are not necessarily in those two categories on all of our acres. If we were, you know, we're probably not listening to a show about markets because we don't need probably near as much help. But bottom line is, you know, this is a tough environment we're in. Tough environments usually give you opportunities, though, you know, and so one thing that I don't want people to lose sight of is that, you know, when we get an environment like this, there's a lot of things that we have to reevaluate, and we actually will come out on the other side of this, you know, better at what we do. It's going to create for better business decisions, you know, maybe more diversification, and just ways to lower costs on the farm. So one thing that I think could happen from this, Jesse, is that I'll tell you what, these fertilizer prices are still way too high. Whenever I'm sitting here looking at these 25 corn at 447.5, and I run profitability calculators for folks, Jesse, I feel pretty strongly that if this fertilizer market doesn't back off, you'll see the lowest tonnage of dry fertilizer applied this fall that you've seen in many, many years. I feel very confident in saying that. So that's going to bring up the point, you know, at some point it's going to bring up some dialogue on, hey, what are acres going to look like for 25, you know, because beans on beans, that might be a very viable solution just simply due to the fact that you've got, you know, a significant amount of, I guess, relief whenever it comes to your input costs.
No, and that's a great point. Just with the cost, it's a bit of a cost price squeeze in some cases that's out there right now in farm country. And to your point, fertilizer is a key one to watch here. And I think about this too. Someone made a comment to me here on one of our YouTube videos for the Market Talk podcast a couple of weeks ago and said, you know, don't sell your corn and beans at these cheap prices. I don't see GM giving away their cars. That made me chuckle a little bit, but I know that there's, to your point, there might have to be a little bit of diversification here to help weather the storm. But I know this too. A lot of people have said to me, farmers and ranchers are resilient and we're able to weather these downturns in the commodity cycle, aren't we, Matt?
Oh, for sure. There's no doubt about it. I think you can weather it. The problem is, of course, you know, if commodity prices get cheap, typically you'd like to see demand kind of take over somewhat. Yep. The unfortunate reality, though, Jesse, is that, you know, South America keeps coming at us with more acres. You know, Brazil continues to expand. You know, most folks are saying in the neighborhood of a 170 as far as a bean crop down there this coming year. You know, if the USDA is correct in their assumptions, it would take bean stocks from around 100 million tons to around 128 over the course of these two marketing years that they always look at, this one we're in and the one coming up. You know, if that's the case, Jesse, you go up 28% on world stocks. That's concerning. So I do think there's a whole lot of things that we could try to get out in front of. Sometimes we need to cut the cord, you know, whenever it comes to our old crop, and start to focus on new. And I think it's, you know, hindsight's 2020. It's clear that we probably should have done that a long time ago. I mean, at this stage of the game, new crop's close enough that, you know, there's very few things that would make your old crop corn, you know, make you feel good about the fact that you held it this long, you know? And so, you know, I guess it's a tough conversation still, but what we've got to do moving forward, stay resilient, stay in the learning mode. You know, what can I do to make my situation better? And then the next time we come into a situation like we're in right now, you will be better prepared, you know, and again, we'll be better businessmen and better farmers.
Yeah, and better risk managers. I think that's the big key here. I should ask you on the livestock side, cattle in particular. I know it was an ugly start to the week with all the stock market turmoil there. Some folks have been calling a top in this cattle market. Is that the feeling you have, or what do you think about what's going on in this cattle trade right now, Matt?
You know, I think overall, whenever you see equities just have a meltdown, that's what happens in the cattle market as well. I mean, it's just something that's happened over and over the course of time. There's no doubt that whenever you've got fat cattle in the 180s, you're even though you're expecting, let's be clear, fundamentally, it's still a bullish situation. You're expecting bullish cattle on feed reports over the next 2 to 3, 4 months. Why? Because a year ago, those cattle on feed reports were just huge numbers. So, you know, it's very likely you're going to have some small percentages of last year, maybe some low 90s. But bottom line is, again, you're subsequent to a sell-off whenever you're at those levels and market gets spooked. And I do think that some of those catalogs said, hey, again, we're going to take our money, you know, we're going to cash out on some of this. And that's pretty much what happened. I mean, to me, what's scariest for the cattle producer is buying feeders right now, which whether you're talking fats or feeders, the convergence with the market, it needs to happen because feeders are still sky high. If you're going to go out and look at fats on farther out, whenever you'd be terminal, I'll tell you what, you've got to make the assumption that this big basis, if you will, or big divergence where cash runs significantly over your front month futures, you got to hope that that's what's happening whenever your cattle get ready to go to market, because it's pretty tough. I mean, you can't hedge any profit margin right here buying feeders way over the market, you know, and not being able to assume fats are going to be over the market. So it's a tough environment.
It is a tough environment. A lot of things going on. Folks, if they need some advice, they can reach out to the team at agmarket.net. Just go to agmarket.net for more info. Of course, that risk of trading futures and options can be substantial. Matt Bennett, agmarket.net, always good to talk with you, my friend. Thanks for being with us on AOA today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk with Jim Fredericks from the National Pest Management Association. That's on the way here on AOA, Agriculture of America.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Listening to a...
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th. Hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds, this popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing military women. I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Duran.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America. Joining us now, Senior Vice President of Public Affairs for the National Pest Management Association, NPMA. Dr. Jim Fredericks is back with us here on the program. Jim, it is good to talk with you again. It's been a couple of months. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Jesse, it's good to talk to you too, and thanks for having me back on.
You bet. Well, of course, we want to talk about pests and pest pressure around our homes and our farms. You know, I think about just in general, during the summer months, you have so many different weather conditions that can be, help breed certain pests, and pest pressure can be different in many parts of the country. So, I mean, just thinking about as we're going through the thick of summer, obviously it is a busy time of year for pest management around our homes, isn't it, Jim?
It is. Summer is pest season. So, most of these pests, we're talking about insects and other arthropods like spiders or even ticks, are cold-blooded. And so when it is summertime, they're going to be most active. This is when their populations are growing. And this is when they're going to be invading homes. So this is the time of year to be thinking about pest control.
Well, as we are watching certain pests, what are some of the big ones that we need to think about and keep an eye on around our homes? Do you have a few different categories of insects, so to speak, and pests that we need to watch out for?
When it comes to summer pests and those that'll be, most problematic during the summer months, the first thing that comes to mind are stinging insects. So this is a big group, all the wasps, hornets, even some of the bees, like carpenter bees, can be a pest of homes. And this is the time of year where they're going to be most active. The beginning of the summer is when their populations are kind of building up. Some of the nests that died out over the winter are going to be building up. And so they're going to be focused on finding protein-based foods. And so that could be a good thing, right? A wasp or a hornet's going to be hunting caterpillars or some other kind of insects. But as the summer progresses and these populations are really large, they're going to be focused on sugary sweets, carbohydrates, and that's when they start to come and visit your backyard picnic and your barbecue, and they're coming to your drink cans, and they're coming to feed on whatever kind of thing you might have on your barbecue plate. So stinging insects send people to the hospital every single year. And so when we see stinging insects around a home, at the first sign, it's best to call a pro.
Okay. All right. So thinking about stinging insects, what else? I mean, I think about summertime, mosquitoes, ticks, things like that. I'm sure they could always be an issue to keep an eye on, right?
For sure. Mosquitoes and ticks are obviously going to be thriving during the summertime. And interestingly, when it comes to mosquitoes, right, we often think about standing water and where are the mosquito larvae going to develop? Because an adult mosquito lays eggs in or near water, and then those eggs develop into larvae, which will go through the developmental stages as aquatic insects. And so we're often thinking about getting rid of standing water. So, kids' toys that might be holding some water or the old wheelbarrow that's sitting out back that might maybe have some water, and even gutters that have become clogged are places where mosquitoes might be developing. And so getting rid of all that, all those places, is going to reduce the populations on a property around a home. But even when it's dry, mosquitoes can still be a problem, because what happens is our homes become an oasis of, one of the few places where mosquitoes are going to find water, because we're still watering the garden. The kids are still playing with the hose in the yard. And that's going to create these areas of standing water immediately adjacent to the home. And so populations can actually get larger when the weather is dry right around homes. Ticks also. So we find ourselves out and about, right? And so you're out in these areas of maybe a backyard or even out on a hike, spending some time. And anytime you're in an area where it's wooded or weedy, these are areas where ticks are going to be thriving. So it's best to make sure to be wearing repellent when you're in those areas. If you have a yard that has weedy areas, try to keep those weeds cut down. Try to keep the grass cut down in the backyard, because ticks will be less likely to be in those areas.
We are talking with Dr. Jim Frederick, Senior Vice President of Public Affairs for the National Pest Management Association. Jim, I wonder as well, I noticed the other day I have a lot of spider webs around the outside of my house. What about spiders and things like that? Are those some different things, insects that we need to watch for, be mindful of around our homes?
Absolutely. And people sometimes, you know, people have different opinions about spiders. Mm-hmm. Some people look at spiders as natural pest control, right? Because they're going to be catching the flying insects in their webs. But there's a whole lot of people that find spiders to be really creepy and a bit of a nuisance because of the mess they make with their webs. What you'll probably notice, Jesse, is a lot of those webs are going to be found, you're going to find this around the lights, because those lights are attracting the flying insects to your home. And then the spiders just set up shop where there's lots of good food coming in. And so this, you know, warm summer months means lots of flying insects at night attracted to lights. And that's where the spiders are going to be. So something that people can do to kind of reduce the number of spiders that are setting up shop right around the house is to not keep their lights on, their outdoor lights on all night long. So shut off the porch light instead of leaving it on all night. Make sure those floodlights may be off. Are on a motion detector or even a timer to reduce the number of flying insects that are attracted to the home. That'll cut down on spiders. Of course, a pest control pro is able to provide comprehensive programs for reducing spiders and keeping those webs away.
Well, I know as well, thinking about this, different parts of the U.S., of course, have different pest pressures. And I know on your guys' website, pestworld.org, you have some various insect by state lists and a lot of information, a lot of different things to help folks identify various pests that are maybe invading or around their home if they have questions. Because, again, this varies region by region, state by state, doesn't it, Jim?
It does. And there are different pest pressures in different parts of the country. Oftentimes we think about the southern part of the country as being kind of the buggiest part of the country because it's typically hot and humid and lots of pests thrive in those areas. But even in the northeast and the northwest and the north central states, there's going to be plenty of pests throughout the summer. But there are different pests in different regions that are adapted to those climates and to those particular conditions. And so that our website, which I appreciate you mentioned, that is a great place to find out more about the pests that are specific to your region and then find some things that you can do to protect your home and protect your family from some of these pests. Because, you know, pests are not always just a nuisance. There are pests like mosquitoes and ticks that are going to be that can spread disease, right? We think about ticks and Lyme disease and alpha-gal syndrome and babesiosis, and then we think of mosquitoes with dengue fever, West Nile virus, but even stuff like cockroaches and mice and rats, they're able to transfer pathogens on their bodies that can cause food poisoning. And so all these pests are really could be a threat to your family's health.
Yeah. And you mentioned mice and other, I think about other rodents or even wild animals, especially in rural areas, maybe getting into our homes. Any notes on maybe protecting your home from some pressure from some of those different species?
Absolutely. One of the things that everybody ought to do is to do an assessment of your home's envelope. So we often think about, you know, cool air escaping from a home and energy efficiencies in a home. But you also ought to be thinking about how some of these pests might be able to get in. Now, things like a spider or an ant only need the smallest, tiniest little crack. But a mouse only needs a hole about the size of a dime. It can squeeze through a gap under a door, under a garage door, say, that is a quarter inch high. And so anything larger than the size of a dime or anything larger than a gap that maybe you could stick a pencil in is a place where these animals could be entering homes. Now, we often think about rodents like mice, for instance, entering homes in the winter as they seek shelter from the cold weather. But if there's good smells coming from a home and there's food available at home, they will certainly invade during the summer months as well. You also mentioned some of these these other pests, nuisance wildlife pests that may be, not necessarily a rat or a mouse. And so it's a good idea. Check up high. So look at those attic vents, look at those soffit vents. And if there's any sorts of gaps or screens that need to be replaced, it's a good time to do it because things like squirrels or raccoons or possums can find their way in and then bring along with them the pathogens and parasites that they're carrying on their bodies.
Lots of things to think about and consider. And again, folks can find a ton of great information and resources online. Just go to pestworld.org. That's pestworld.org. And you can also follow them on various social media at pestworld as well. And with that, always a good conversation with Dr. Jim Frederick, Senior Vice President of Public Affairs for the National Pest Management Association. Jim, thanks for being with us again here on AOA. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Jesse. Thanks.
And once again, Dr. Jim Frederick's there with the National Pest Management Association. Some good things to remember. All right, coming up next, before we run out of time here on AOA, we're going to take a look at the latest news headlines. We'll be back with more here on AOA, Agriculture of America, right after this.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with...
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school with the newest styles from all your favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate, because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
You've got to watch your NFL team every Sunday, and Verizon's got you covered for all your team's out-of-market games every Sunday afternoon.
Come on!
From kickoff to sign-off, from first downs and touchdowns,
that's right,
to turnovers,
no,
and overturned plays.
After review, the pass was incomplete.
Nice!
Let's go!
This season, win every Sunday with Verizon. Get a great deal on NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV, and a new phone. Excludes digital-only games. Terms and embargoes apply.
Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Every Tuesday, we're sitting around the table, sponsored by CHS, where we'll be talking with folks from throughout the cooperative system. Join us as we discover what makes cooperatives unique when there are more options to do business than ever before. We'll learn how farmers and ranchers like you benefit from a system where decisions are made by the members that own it. Tune in every Tuesday for Around the Table, or visit cooperativeownership.com to learn more.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good,
but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And thanks for staying with us here on AOA as we continue the program today. Fun conversation with Jim Fredericks for the National Pest Management Association in that last segment. And again, they have a ton of resources available, pestworld.org. A lot of times we talk about pests in our corn, soybean, wheat fields, cotton, etc., but not so much around the home. So I thought that was a good conversation to have, and we'll look forward to having Jim back on the program with us again in the future. Well, let's take a look at news headlines, and how does the issue of trade factor into the presidential race? Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois talks about what she wants to hear from both candidates.
Well, I would like to see them talking more about how we can increase trade and increase the trade rules in a way that benefits American producers. I'll give you an example. You know, there were problems with NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Area, a lot of jobs moved to Mexico when NAFTA happened. I don't often support President Trump, but under President Trump, we negotiated and passed successfully USMCA, which updated NAFTA with protections for U.S. jobs, but also required, you know, basic environmental and labor rights in these other countries. And I think we should do something like that with the TPP, you know, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and find a way to upgrade that so that we don't allow the PRC, the Communist Chinese government, to elbow their way into greater, even greater trade and elbow us out of that trade internationally. So I'd like to hear more from the presidential candidates on both sides about what they're going to do to increase trade and increase investments in the U.S.
As for China and trade-related issues, Duckworth says she wants both candidates to speak more on that topic.
I want to see aggressive talk about what we're going to do with international organizations to force China to adhere to basic international trade agreements. You know, the World Trade, we've brought cases up against them. One example is with steel manufacturing in Granite City, Illinois. You know, we have a steel manufacturer there. The Chinese dump steel in the U.S. They can produce steel much cheaper than we do here because they don't have to pay electric bills. The Chinese government actually says, hey, steel mill, you don't have to pay your electrical bill. We'll just provide that free of charge. That's an unfair trade competition. That's dumping. That's, you know, and so I want to see more talk about what we're going to do internationally to hold the PRC accountable for their use of slave labor, their use of their, you know, destroying the environment, what they're doing in terms of increasing the use of coal-fired power plants, what they're doing also with just, you know, really bad trade policies and holding them accountable and pulling together not just the U.S., but the European community as well.
And Duckworth just returned from a trade trip to Vietnam earlier in July. Again, that's comments with Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth. Well, Wisconsin Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin introduced the Meat Small Business Innovation Act of 2024 to support farmers, ranchers, and small and medium-sized processors. The bill makes technical assistance and grants available to help improve the meat processing industry. Baldwin says the bill is modeled after her Dairy Business Innovation Act.
This is very much modeled after that bill because I've seen firsthand how the Dairy Business Innovation Act has helped farmers and processors tap into new markets, improve their operations, innovate new products. So now I want to lead the charge to use this model to help our livestock farmers and our meat processors to confront the challenges and headwinds that they face.
She says the funds could be used in different ways.
This bill will be flexible in terms of what the grants can be used to do, but it will help our livestock farmers with the unique challenges that they face, including access to meat processing. And these grants can also help meat processors. The focus would be the small and medium-sized operations and really help provide an opportunity to grow and innovate.
The funds can help small and medium-sized processors take their businesses to the next level.
Whether that be business plan development, workforce development and training, or market evaluation, plant upgrades, process improvements. Again, very similar to what we saw with the Dairy Business Innovation Act, but instead for meat business.
And she introduced the bill on Thursday, August 1st, ahead of the August recess. Again, that's comments with Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin. Well, natural disasters this year in Iowa destroyed 1,000 homes, impacting 2,000 in total. After three presidential disaster declarations in 2 months, Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds says they've been in the thick of it, but she found tenacity in devastated regions as the community came together.
When you'd go to help somebody, they'd say, don't worry about me, Joe across the street. He needs your help more than I do. I mean, almost to the point where I had to say to people, these programs are in place for a reason. So help, let us help you get back on your feet. And you know, a lot of these are rural communities, a lot of ag damage. So we stood up a loan forgiveness program because USDA's programs weren't compatible with SBA, and SBA doesn't consider farming a business.
While the Small Business Administration and USDA coordinate to help programs get to rural areas, Reynolds says terms available to borrowers within the USDA programs are less favorable. So she sent a letter along with Iowa's congressional delegation to USDA Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is a part of that, and he says they want flexibility in USDA disaster assistance.
Because we'd like to align it with the Small Business Administration loans for similar disasters, have better terms than what USDA loans have. And, of course, we know agriculture producers can't receive SBA loans. This approach would help Iowa farmers and rural communities recover more quickly from severe weather damages.
The letter quotes a statute they think gives Vilsack authority to be more flexible, pointing out a lack of fairness in what rural communities are offered. Unlike SBA loans, existing USDA programs do not allow deferred payments on loans. A notable difference, Reynolds says, that could help farmers rebuild.
They couldn't get their interest forgiven for the first year, and so we were able to stand that up to just at least bring some consistency to the two programs and help some of our farmers that are suffering as well, because I'm telling you, there's a lot of farm ground and farm properties underwater.
And once again, that is Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. That's a look at Ag News headlines here today on AOA. Coming up on our next program, we delayed it a week. Looking forward to this conversation. It is our August Farmer Rancher Roundtable. We'll be talking with Chad Epler from Kansas and Matt Poe from Mississippi. A big contrast there between Kansas and Mississippi. Looking forward to this conversation coming up on the next AOA. For now, we're out of time. Have a great rest of your day. I'm Jesse Allen. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
Don't
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that we can give our daughters everything they need to grow and learn. But not every child can focus on classes and play dates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger. That's 1 in 6. School lunch might be the...
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
10. Nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text RADIO to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text RADIO to 321-321. That's RADIO to 321-321.
We could try to explain what it feels like.